Sensory processing disorder, SPD. Symptoms and causes. Sensory processing disorder, SPD, can present immense challenges for individuals. Understanding sensory processing disorder, its types, and its causes is paramount when providing support or starting your treatment journey. Whether you're a parent, caregiver, educator, or someone seeking to understand SPD better, this blog is here to shed light on this challenge. What is sensory processing disorder, SPD? In everyday life, individuals constantly receive sensory information from their environment through the senses, sight, smell, touch, hearing, and taste. However, individuals with a sensory processing disorder have challenges with processing information from the senses. Individuals experiencing challenges with processing sensory information might be sensitive to sensory information or unable to respond to sensory input. Challenges with sensory processing can be identified as early childhood. However, adults can be affected by this difficulty as well. How sensory processing disorder affects the senses. Our senses are crucial when it comes to navigating through our environment. However, when individuals experience sensory processing difficulties, more than one of the senses may be affected, and specific challenges might arise. Therefore, when discussing sensory processing disorder, it's crucial to understand how it affects the senses. By doing so, we become more aware of certain challenges and can learn how we can support individuals experiencing sensory processing disorders. Sight. Sight is one of the most crucial senses, as it helps us identify objects, people, shapes, colors, and everything within our environment. Children or adults might experience challenges with processing the information they see. It's crucial to understand that these challenges are different from blurred or unclear vision. Instead, individuals might experience hypersensitivity to light, flashing or bright lights, challenges with visual overstimulation, challenges with vision motor coordination sensitivity to visual patterns and textures, challenges with visual distractions, challenges with depth perception. Most of these challenges cause confusion, irritation, and inability to focus or concentrate. However, with tailored support, individuals can find proactive ways to manage the symptoms. Touch. Through touch, we're able to identify various sensations as well as specific parts of our environment. Individuals experiencing challenges with sensory processing might have challenges and sensitivity to touch, hugs, or any form of physical closeness. Additionally, some individuals might experience sensitivity to temperature, avoiding or seeking tactile input. What's more, some individuals might experience challenges with wearing certain fabrics or forms of clothing. Smell. A sense of smell helps us identify specific odors. This sense is crucial for our safety because it also helps us identify what is safe and unsafe, recognizing gas, smoke, or similar toxic matter. Individuals might be hypersensitive to certain smells when experiencing challenges with sensory processing. Additionally, individuals might experience challenges with smell discrimination, hyposensitivity to a specific smell, challenges with appetite due to specific smell sensitivity. Taste. Taste helps us to distinguish between what is safe and harmful to eat or drink. Additionally, taste helps us learn the textures of food, soft, hard, mushy, crunchy, etc. A major challenge in sensory processing that affects taste is the possibility of individuals being unable to consume certain food, which can lead to nutritional deficiencies. In some cases, individuals might have the need for more oral sensory input and chew on things that are not edible. This increases the risk of an eating disorder referred to as pica. Hearing. We identify tones, sounds, and understand language through hearing. When individuals are experiencing sensory processing disorder regarding hearing, it is referred to as auditory processing disorder, APD. This can lead to challenges in distinguishing between sounds or words. Therefore, individuals might experience misunderstandings during conversations. What's more, individuals might experience challenges with processing auditory information in crowded or noisy places. Types of sensory processing disorder. When discussing types of sensory processing disorders, it's crucial to take into consideration the sense that is affected, how it is affected, and the severity of the symptoms. Based on these aspects, professionals identify multiple types of processing disorders. Understanding the different types of sensory processing disorders is an essential part of providing proper support. Sensory modulation disorder, SMD. Sensory modulation disorder is a type of SPD that affects how our brains handle sensory input. Therefore, when individuals experience sensory modulation disorder, the brain may have challenges with regulating or controlling the input it receives from our senses. This can result in two challenges: being too sensitive or not sensitive enough to sensory stimuli. Some individuals experiencing the challenges of sensory modulation disorder might also have a strong desire for sensory input, but because their brain processes the information in a disorganized way, the sensory input they seek doesn't fulfill their needs. Sensory-based motor disorder, SBMD. The sensory-based motor disorder is a different type of sensory processing disorder that specifically impacts the proprioceptive and vestibular senses. These two senses help us understand our body's position and movement. When children experience sensory-based motor disorder, they might face challenges with balance, coordination, performing multiple movements at the same time, and overall motor control. There are two subtypes of sensory-based motor disorder: dyspraxia and postural disorder. Dyspraxia affects a person's ability to plan and execute coordinated movements, while postural disorder affects their ability to maintain a stable and balanced posture. Sensory discrimination disorder, SDD. Sensory discrimination disorder refers to a condition that affects one's ability to understand and distinguish information received from the surroundings. Individuals with limited visual discrimination skills have challenges when it comes to differentiating certain written letters, while those with limited auditory discrimination abilities may experience challenges in perceiving distinct sounds. Specific subtypes of SDD encompass auditory discrimination disorder and visual discrimination disorder. Symptoms of sensory processing disorder. Sensory processing disorder can make everyday activities challenging and overwhelming. There are some common symptoms that individuals might recognize in children or adults. Being overly sensitive to certain sounds, lights, textures, or smells, feeling overwhelmed or anxious in crowded environments or around loud noises, feeling uncomfortable with certain sensations, having challenges with fine motor skills, like tying shoelaces or buttoning clothes, experiencing poor coordination, seeking intense sensory experiences, being easily distracted or having trouble staying focused, having challenges with transitions or changes in routine, feeling uncomfortable with certain types of clothing, portraying behavior that challenges when sensory input becomes too much. Remember, everyone with SPD is unique, and symptoms can vary from person to person. If you or someone you know experiences these symptoms, it's essential to seek support and guidance from healthcare professionals or occupational therapists who specialize in sensory issues. Sensory processing disorder and related conditions. Sensory processing disorder, SPD, is often associated with or co-occurs with various other conditions. Some commonly observed co-occurring conditions include autism spectrum disorder, ASD, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, anxiety disorders, developmental coordination disorder, DCD, specific learning disorders. Sensory processing difficulties can impact various areas of learning, such as reading, writing, and math, and may co-occur with specific learning disorders. Mental health challenges. Challenges such as depression and bipolar disorder may be accompanied by sensory processing issues, affecting mood regulation and emotional responses to sensory stimuli. It's important to recognize that these conditions can present differently in individuals, and not everyone with SPD will have co-occurring conditions. Proper evaluation and diagnosis by healthcare professionals are crucial in understanding and addressing the specific needs of each individual. Autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and SPD. Many individuals with ASD also experience sensory processing challenges, including hypersensitivity or hyposensitivity to sensory input. These sensory processing challenges can significantly impact an individual's daily life, social interactions, and overall well-being. Understanding the relationship between ASD and SPD is crucial in providing proper support tailored to address sensory needs and promote positive outcomes for individuals on the autism spectrum. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and SPD. Individuals with ADHD often display sensory sensitivities or sensory-seeking behaviors that align with SPD symptoms. Challenges with sensory regulation, such as being easily overwhelmed by stimuli or seeking intense sensory experiences, might occur. Recognizing the relationship between ADHD and SPD can help in developing effective interventions that address both the attentional and sensory needs of individuals. Anxiety and SPD. Sensory processing difficulties can contribute to heightened anxiety in certain situations, as individuals may become overwhelmed or overstimulated by sensory input. The connection between anxiety and SPD underscores the importance of holistic approaches that address both the sensory needs and emotional well-being of individuals. Causes of sensory processing disorder. The exact causes of sensory issues in children remain unclear, although researchers suggest that it may be connected to how the sensory pathways in the brain process and organize information. Recent research indicates that sensory processing disorder may be associated with prenatal or birth complications. These complications can include premature birth, low birth weight, parental stress, and substance consumption during pregnancy. Additionally, a lack of sensory stimulation during childhood may contribute to the development of sensory processing disorder. Further research is needed to fully understand the mechanisms underlying sensory processing difficulties and their relationship to other conditions. Treatment of sensory processing disorder. The treatment of sensory processing disorder typically involves a multidisciplinary approach tailored to the specific sensory needs and challenges of each individual. Occupational therapy is often a key component of the treatment process for sensory processing disorder. Occupational therapists work closely with individuals with SPD to develop strategies that address sensory sensitivities, enhance sensory integration, and promote adaptive responses to sensory input. Occupational therapy may recommend sensory-based activities, such as deep pressure techniques, therapeutic play, and structured sensory experiences, to help individuals gradually increase their tolerance and adapt to sensory stimuli. Environmental modifications, such as creating sensory-friendly spaces and providing sensory tools or accommodations, may also be recommended to support individuals in their daily routines. Collaboration with other healthcare professionals, such as speech therapists, psychologists, and educators, can further enhance the effectiveness of treatment. Speech therapy may focus on improving speech and language skills affected by sensory challenges, while psychological support can address anxiety or emotional difficulties related to sensory issues. Educators can implement sensory accommodations and strategies in educational settings to optimize learning experiences for individuals with SPD. Overall, the treatment of SPD aims to empower individuals to better understand and manage their sensory needs, improve sensory processing abilities, and enhance their participation and engagement in various activities and environments. By addressing sensory challenges and providing appropriate support, individuals with SPD can experience improved quality of life and better integration into their communities. Support for individuals with sensory processing disorder with LEAF Complex Care. At Unique Community Services, we specialize in providing complex care and support to people with sensory processing disorders and complex care needs. Our dedicated team of clinicians focuses on each individual's unique strengths and leverages them through methodologies that result in positive outcomes. Our mission is to create a safe and healthy environment for anyone experiencing sensory processing disorder while increasing their independence. What's more, we understand that each individual is different and has unique needs, wants, and requirements. Hence, we focus on creating bespoke care plans that tend to each need. With our offices in Bristol and Manchester, Unique Community Services is available every day of the week. If you or a loved one require support through your journey, make sure to contact us today. Read more about other topics. Blog the key principles of positive behavior support. Positive behavior support, PBS, is a person-centered approach that has shown incredible results when implemented to support individuals with learning disabilities, autism, mental ill health or any complex need. In this blog, read more. Blog bulimia nervosa, symptoms and causes. Bulimia nervosa is a complex eating disorder which is characterized by binging and purging food. If you have been living with bulimia, you have probably felt alone and locked in. Read more, blog Frontal Lobe Epilepsy, Symptoms and Causes. Frontal lobe epilepsy, FLE, is the second most common form of epilepsy after temporal lobe epilepsy. It is a neurological challenge characterized by recurring seizures in the frontal lobes of. Read more.